My name's Alex Webb. I'm here on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 6th of September 2009. Could you please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you're from?
My name is Louise Kendall. Date of birth, the 31st of the 7th, 1982, and I've come from Manchester.
So where did you first hear about the project?
I think I was surfing the internet, probably BBC website, something like that, and it caught my attention.
So what inspired you to take part?
I'm always up for a challenge. I'll try anything new. I'll do anything once.
Yeah.
So it seemed, because it's a raffle, you put your name forward and nothing may come of it. So,
yeah.
And then if something does, it means you get an opportunity and you can go for it.
Yeah.
So I thought there was no harm in entering.
Yeah. So what do you plan to do with your hour?
I'll be representing Girl Guiding UK. Okay. This weekend is the launch of our centenary celebrations. 100 years ago this weekend, Girl Guiding started, really. So I'm going to tie this in with our celebrations. A bit of PR, a little bit of recruitment, and just see if I can break a few myths about Girl Guiding while I'm up there.
Okay. So could you tell us about some of
this? We're the largest organisation for young women in the country. We're one of the largest for young women in the world. We have 100,000 more members than Scouting. And at the moment, we need 48,000 leaders. We have 48,000 girls on our waiting list wanting to join, and we don't have enough leaders. We need more leaders.
Okay.
And all you need is enthusiasm.
So that's one of the main messages today.
Yeah.
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 That's great. So could you tell us a little bit about your background, from where you're from and how you got into what you're doing here?
I'm from Belfast originally, and I started as a bunny, as it was back then, aged 4 and a half when I joined, and I just moved my way through the organisation. And then whenever I was too old to be a guide, I became a young leader, and whenever I moved to Manchester, I just called up the Manchester office to see if I could volunteer, and they found me a unit, and I've moved units a few times since then, sort of when they're short of leaders and when people need, and I move around. I've just become a qualified sort of leader in charge, so I've just gained my own guide unit, which is very exciting and a big challenge. You can be a member as a young person up till you're 26, so I did that and was quite involved in some national committees. So that's really where my thirst for the PR side of it and changing perceptions has come from, being involved in that national scale. And now I'm too old to do that anymore. I'm sort of concentrating on being a leader and leading the girls.
Yeah. Could you tell us some of the, what would go on in a normal day?
In a normal meeting, meetings are traditionally maybe a couple of hours one night a week. But again, we say traditionally it's all about flexibility these days.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to meet once a month on a Saturday, it suits the girls and it suits the leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely no reason why not.
Yeah.
But we would traditionally meet, my unit anyway, meets for a couple of hours on a Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
We start with some sort of formal openings just to get everyone together and see who's there.
Yeah.
And then we'll do activities. I try and make sure they learn something during an evening, but try and disguise it as fun so they don't know they've learned much.
Yeah.
We do different challenges. We do quite a lot of international stuff. We always try and do some community service.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's as simple as trying to raise some money for a charity, or one of the big things recently has been raising awareness. So instead of raising money for something, we recently did the Mental Health Foundation with our older girls. Instead of just raising money, we did some raising awareness. We told them about what some of the risks of mental health were and things that they can use to help themselves, places to go for help, things like that,
yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. What are the age ranges?
Well, we start from 5.
Yeah.
So 5-year-olds are rainbows, 5 to 7, and brownies, and then you're up to guides from 10 years old. And then after 14, you can be a senior section member. And that goes right up till 26. So you're still classed as a young person up till 26. And then anyone over 18 can be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots and lots of other roles for over 18s in terms of support and other, not as leaders, but as you can do accounts, you can do crafts, and whatever your skills are, we'll find a job for anybody.
Yeah. You mentioned something about international. Do you travel?
I've had the opportunity to travel. I've been quite lucky that I was selected to go to Thailand to train guide leaders in Thailand. Their organisation, it's an international organisation. It was founded by, well, Baden Powell's sister, and Baden Powell was in the military and travelled around the world a lot. Mm-hmm. So guiding really spread to Commonwealth countries first, and then beyond that. So we've members worldwide, and the organisations can be very different. So the project I was involved in was I went to Thailand to train guide leaders to show them how we do it. Mm-hmm. Because they have, that's actually part of their school system.
Okay.
So they have guiding class, mm-hmm. they have 200 girls and 8 leaders. Mm-hmm. And the way they run the meetings is alien to what we what we do with our girls. Mm-hmm. So we were telling them how we do it and sharing ideas, really.
What was that experience like for you? I mean, to go over there, it must have been a culture shock.
It was a culture shock, sort of taking in the food and the living conditions and everything like that. But you're so well looked after. You're part of a guiding family. And when you go over there, they look after you because mm-hmm. you're part of the same group and you have similar values and commitments. And you have that in common before you even get there. And that's mm-hmm. a huge... huge benefit.
Yeah, I was going to say those ideals are kind of universal within your
very
your
much
group,
so.
So that must be wonderful to know that, you know, what you're going to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And going back to the plinth, do you have any hopes or fears? Or can you tell us about them, your expectations of going up there?
My expectation is I'm going to try not to fall off. Mm-hmm. I think I would like to do something that would be quite obvious to people on the ground. I want people to notice what I'm doing up there. It is a little bit of PR for our organisation and a little bit of recruitment. So I'm also have somebody on the ground who's got some leaflets and things with join us phone numbers on. So if I can get a couple of interested people, that would be nice. And if not, maybe just break a few stereotypes that we don't all knit anymore, and it's not all about a sewing badge and a hostess badge. While they still exist, we also have an IT badge and an engineering badge and even a chocolate badge, which is the girls' personal favourite.
Yeah. Can you tell us about that?
Chocolate badge is, we try to make it more than just eating chocolate,
that
which
isn't
is
just about people who are chocoholics, or is that?
No, it's all about chocolate. And of course the girls just want to eat chocolate for the entire meeting, but we do some information on fair trade, mm-hmm. where things come from. We'll do a taste test perhaps, where they can test different brands and see what they like and different prices, and you tie it into budgeting and things like that. And if you can tie it in something like maybe Easter and do your Easter eggs at the same time, it's a bit of a craft as well.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. This is a kind of big question. What is most important to you in your life at the moment?
In my life at the moment?
Yeah.
Oh, that is a difficult question. I think, especially in terms of what I'm doing here today, my guiding career, if you like, is quite important. I said I've moved my way up through the organisation and become a leader. Mm-hmm. There's an opportunity coming up to be a division commissioner, and that's something I'd very much like to do. And it's almost running parallel with a traditional career where you get a promotion and a job comes available and you move your way, you find new challenges and new things to do. Mm-hmm. And on the international side, I want to take some girls from quite a poor area in Manchester, backpacking around Europe for 2 weeks, meeting guides and scouts. These are girls that don't know ice creams from Italy, and they really don't have much concept of other cultures. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty big challenge. So I think a lot in my life at the moment is my guiding career, what comes next and what my next challenge is going to be.
Yeah, that's great. And do you think from standing on the plinth as well, will that have an impact on you?
The centenary celebrations, we want every member to have their mountaintop moment. The point when they actually think, wow, I belong. This is it. And right from rainbows are going to the zoo and they're taking over the entire zoo and it'll just be rainbows for the day. Mm-hmm. Things like that for the little ones. Well, I'm on the plinth, I'm going to renew my promise.
Okay.
Obviously the promise is quite a big thing in guiding.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to stand up there and salute, and I'm hoping that that's going to be, I think that'll be pretty significant for me.
Sure.
Yeah.
And And lastly, what is the main thing you'd say about yourself, about who you are?
Oh, about who I am? Busy.
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 Constantly.
Yeah, I like to grab opportunities with both hands, and unfortunately that sometimes leaves me a little bit wrung out, but I don't want to miss anything, so I will chase opportunities.
Yeah.
I'll go for it, give anything a go once.
Well, I hope you have a good time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you.